Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. But unlike the low turnout in the primaries yesterday, we need high turnout for the fund drive and the lockbox.
We'll get it, David. I have no doubt about it. There are some people who give money to not-for-profits because it's the right thing to do. But then there's also this sort of exchange that everybody in the WAMC community understands. We can't have this radio station unless everybody puts something in. Everywhere I go, people are talking to me about, well, what we talk about, or the roundtable, or the Vox Pop that we had. You know, each of these things means something to people in their lives, or the music, or the Tanglewood. And we're not going to let it go. I know that. So the lockbox is there. We get $25,000 from the Lennox Foundation to help us make our control room right. We fill up the lockbox. We come into a $1 million fund drive, maybe with half the money, maybe more, if everybody just does one thing, WAMC.org, and put your money in the lockbox.
Alan, President Barack Obama addressed the nation last night. And he vowed a long effort to rout the militants, looking also to dispel fears of repeating the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But as the New York Times editorializes this morning, President Obama is moving the country back onto a war footing.
Well, look, every time the United States has ever gotten into anything, it's always been preceded by lesser steps than boots on the ground. That's what you worry about. You worry that young men and women in this country are going to be sacrificed to a war effort also. On the other hand, this does seem to be a major threat. We see the beheadings. We see the kind of stuff that is going on over there. We've made a great deal of errors in the way we've handled all of this. We have taken people who we never should have trusted and trusted them. Certainly that was true of the Iraq leadership. It's been true of some of the people in the Arab Spring who we identify as being friends when they're nothing like that. I don't know that this is in long term a fight that can be won, but you certainly have to try.
Alan, Governor Cuomo, fresh off a victory in the primary yesterday with his running mate Kathy Hochul, says he's fine with a 60% victory, and he's looking to the general election. Meantime, Howie Hawkins of the Green Party, who will be running in the general election, says he expects Zephyr Teachout to cast her vote for him and wants others to know they can vote as a protest.
Well, it's very interesting that Howie Hawkins, who has appeared on this station, as all candidates will always be given a chance to do, you know, he's articulate. He does express progressive views. He loads trucks at night so that he can do politics in the day. He's a guy who, up until now, would not be expected to do that well in an election. But we have just seen this massive protest vote, especially in the WAMC listening area, Columbia counties, and all of these surrounding counties which have gone for teach out. I think once you get out to Long Island and New York City, they're not as perceptive or studied of the problems of state government as the people up in this area are.